unrepresentative democracy. Princeton proved that public opinion has zero effect on U.S. policy. Corporations spend $4.4 billion on lobbying and get an 18-to-1 return. Your vote is statistically worth $0.00017. You call this system a democracy? Which is technically a word you can use for anything.
On Wishonia, decisions are made by whoever has the best evidence. On Earth, decisions are made by whoever survives a popularity contest held every 4 years among people who were too busy to research the contestants. You call this democracy, which is Greek for rule by the people, in the same way that waterboarding is about water. Your chance of deciding a presidential election is 1 in 60 million. You are more likely to die driving to the polls. The expected value of your vote, $0.000338. The cost of casting it? Time, transportation, parking, standing in line behind a man arguing about his ID, a woman who brought her dog, and a voting machine manufactured by a company that donates to one of the candidates, about $50. You lose money voting. This is called civic duty, which means a financial loss you perform in formal clothing. Corporations spend $4.4 billion annually on lobbying. Their math works fine. What democracy looks like from space. Princeton University analyzed 1,779 policy decisions over 20 years. The correlation between what ordinary voters want and what actually becomes law? 0%. Not low, not disappointing. Zero. Your democracy correlates with your preferences the way a coin flip correlates with your breakfast. When economic elites want something, it happens 78% of the time. When you want something, it happens 30% of the time, regardless of whether 0% or 100% of you want it. The line is flat. A graph of your political influence looks like an EKG of a dead person. You have the same political influence as your houseplant. Less, actually. Your houseplant produces oxygen, which at least one congressman needs. Your institutions already know this. You have a Department of Defense that mainly attacks people, a Department of Health that has not yet produced any observable health, and a Department of Justice that, well, you named your planet Dirt. Naming is not your strength. The mathematics of why nobody fixes anything. Concentrated benefits versus diffuse costs. Sugar subsidies cost Americans $3.5 billion per year. That's $10 per person. Will you take a day off work, drive to your capital, and stand in a hallway to save $10? No. Will sugar companies spend millions to keep their $3.5 billion? Obviously. That's it. That is the entire explanation for why your government does what it does. One paragraph. Everything else in this chapter is details. The details are where the crime hides. On Wishonia, we call this beige crime, theft so boring that nobody investigates it. Your best criminals discovered long ago that the boredom threshold of the average citizen is approximately $10. Steal more than that from one person, and they'll complain. Steal $10 from 330 million people, and you'll receive an industry award. The pattern repeats everywhere, like wallpaper in a prison. $500 billion in profits, concentrated. Patients, $1,500 each, diffuse. Winner? Pharma, obviously. Banks, in 2008, $700 billion, bailout, concentrated. Taxpayers, $2,100 each, diffuse. Winner? Banks, obviously. Sugar, $3.5 billion in subsidies, concentrated. You, $10. Not worth a phone call. Winner? Sugar, obviously. The small group hires lobbyists. You hire nobody. This is called the free market, which is free in the same way that a casino is free to enter. The death spiral. How two choices kill 330 million options. A human named James Surowiecki proved that crowds outperform experts under four conditions: diversity of opinion, independence of judgment, decentralization, and a good aggregation mechanism. On Wishonia, we learned this by watching fish. Your political scientists spent 200 years and several revolutions to reach the same conclusion: the fish were faster. Your democracy has three of these conditions. It systematically destroys the most important one. Independence means each person decides based on their own knowledge, not by watching everyone else. Your voting system annihilates this. You have 330 million people. You choose between two of them, pre-selected by a process optimized for fundraising, name recognition, and not offending people who vote in primaries, which is approximately 9 people per state, 7 of whom are angry. Then you don't even vote for the one you like. You vote against the one you fear. This is called strategic voting, which means your ballot doesn't measure what you want, it measures what you think other people will do. That is not independence. That is a herd. On Wishonia, we observed this same phenomenon in army ants. Army ants are nearly blind. They navigate by following pheromone trails laid by the ants ahead of them. When a foraging column gets separated from the main trail, the leading ants have nothing to follow, so they wander. But they're still laying pheromone as they walk. If the front of the column curves enough to cross its own trail, the leaders pick up that signal and follow it. The circle closes. Every ant is now both following and reinforcing the path that traps it. They march in a loop, sometimes hundreds of thousands strong, until they die of exhaustion. No individual ant is stupid. Each is following a perfectly rational rule. Follow the strongest signal. The system is stupid. The circle emerges not from bad ants, but from a structure where no ant can navigate independently. Your two-party system is a death spiral with bumper stickers. Pollsters tell you who's electable. Media covers the two real candidates. Donors fund the two viable options. You vote for one of them because everyone else is voting for one of them because everyone else is voting for one of them. The best candidate out of 330 million people could be standing right there, but if they're not wearing the right color tie, they're throwing their vote away, a phrase that only makes sense in a system designed to waste votes. The result? A nation of 330 million, selecting from a talent pool of 330 million, reliably produces a choice between two people that approximately nobody is enthusiastic about. On Wishonia, this would be classified as a math error. On Earth, it is classified as freedom. Each ant follows the one ahead. The leader follows the last. They march in a circle until they die. Your two-party system works the same way, but the circle takes 4 years. How money buys your government. On most planets, giving someone papers so they'll do what you want is called bribery. On Earth, it's called campaign finance, because giving it a different name apparently makes it legal. Campaign contributions don't directly buy how politicians vote. Only 1 in 4 studies even support that. The system is much more elegant than bribery. It is bribery, but elegant. What money actually buys is which politicians exist in the first place. 95% of House races since 2004 won by whoever had more papers. Average winning House campaign, $2.79 million, less than a nice apartment in Manhattan and arguably less useful. Average winning Senate campaign, $26.53 million. A senator costs more, presumably because there are fewer of them, like truffles. Why bribe a politician when you can manufacture one who already agrees with you? On Wishonia, we had a saying, why train the dog when you can buy a dog that already sits? For the ones already sitting, papers buy something more useful than votes. Access. Your call gets returned. Everyone else gets voicemail. Voicemail is where democracy goes to die. Agenda control. Your issue gets a hearing. Everyone else's gets a filing cabinet. Legislative language. The exact wording that creates the exact loopholes you need. Committee positions. $450,000 to party committees buys a seat where bills live or die. You don't buy the vote, you buy the voter, the agenda, and the room where the vote happens. Then the vote takes care of itself. This is like rigging a horse race by buying the horse, the jockey, the track, and the concept of racing. The lobbying ROI, better than every other investment. The most profitable investment on your planet is not stocks, real estate, or cryptocurrency. It's congressmen. Disease advocacy groups give $100 million in papers to lobbyists. They receive $1.8 billion in papers from the government. The return is 18 to 1, 1,700% net. Your stock market returns about 10% per year. Your congressman returns 1,700%. This is not a metaphor. These are the actual numbers. If your stockbroker offered you 1,700%, you'd call the police. When your congressman offers it, you call it advocacy. The only reason more people don't invest in congressmen is that the minimum buy-in requires a trade association, which requires being rich, which is the entire point. Your disease funding is allocated by lobbying power, not by who's dying. Breast cancer has good lobbyists and massive funding. Heart disease kills more people, but has worse lobbyists and less funding. Rare pediatric diseases have no lobbyists, no funding, and no chance. If your disease can't hire a lobbying firm, it isn't a real disease. It's just dying, which doesn't have a PAC. Your congressman, a professional fundraiser who occasionally dabbles in legislation. I studied how your elected representatives spend their time. I assumed they spent it representing. I was incorrect. How congressmen spend a 10-hour workday. Calling rich people for papers takes 4 to 5 hours. Committee hearings, floor votes, and meetings take 4 hours. Reading the laws they're about to vote on takes whatever's left, roughly 1 hour. That last part is important. The 110th Congress dealt with 7,441 bills, totaling 125,000 pages. The House was in session 294 days. That is 425 pages per working day. At normal human reading speed, 6 hours. They have one. They would need to read at 6 times normal speed. On Wishonia, we have a word for creatures that process information 6 times faster than their biology allows. The word is lying. On Earth, they do not read what they vote on. But it gets worse. On Earth, it always gets worse. They often do not write what they vote on either. In 2013, the House passed a bill to weaken financial regulations. Of its 85 lines, 70 were written by Citigroup lobbyists. 2 paragraphs were copied word for word. The only change was making 2 words plural. The bank wrote a law to deregulate itself, handed it to Congress, and Congress passed it. This is like letting the burglar write the building codes. On your planet, this actually happened. I keep having to clarify this. Over 8 years, at least 10,000 bills copied from corporate templates were introduced in state legislatures. More than 2,100 became law. Corporations draft the language, hand it to legislators, and legislators hit paste. On Wishonia, we have a word for an organism that provides no function but claims credit for the work of others. The word is parasite. On Earth, the word is congressman.
The Patriot Act. 342 pages, voted on 45 minutes after release. That is 7.6 pages per minute. The Affordable Care Act, 2,700 pages, described by the Speaker of the House as something we have to pass to see what's in it. On Wishonia, if you approved a 2,700-page document without reading it, you would not be allowed to operate heavy machinery. On Earth, these people operate nuclear weapons, and they didn't read the manual for those either, presumably. Congressional committees, the menu. Committees control which bills live or die. Both parties assign fundraising quotas for each seat. Raise this many papers for the party, or lose your assignment. Don't hit your number, your bills die, your amendments vanish, and your name goes on a literal wall of shame. This is real. I checked twice. Here is the menu. It has prices, like a restaurant, except the food is legislation, the waiters had to buy their own sections, and the kitchen is run by whoever tips the most. The House Speaker must raise $31 million for Democrats or $20 million for Republicans, and in exchange, controls the entire legislative agenda. A chair on Ways and Means, or Appropriations, costs $1.8 million and buys control over all tax law or the $1.7 trillion federal budget. Energy and Commerce, which controls health care, energy, and telecom, cost the same. A regular committee seat runs $500,000 to $1 million. Even the basic entry fee for a freshly elected member is $150,000, which is rent on a building you were elected to enter. This is why congressmen spend 4 hours a day fundraising. They're not campaigning, they're paying rent. The people writing your healthcare laws bought their positions from the industries those laws regulate. On your planet, this is called the system working. On Washonia, this is called the system. Public choice theory, or the Nobel Prize for cynicism. In 1986, a human named James Buchanan won what is technically not a Nobel Prize, see Central Banks chapter, in economics, for formally proving something that anyone who has visited your Department of Motor Vehicles already knew. Humans do not become better humans when you give them a government ID badge. This is public choice theory. Bureaucrats, politicians, and regulators are exactly as selfish as everyone else. The only difference is that when a corporation is greedy, you can stop buying its product. When a government agency is greedy, it can arrest you for not buying its product. This is called regulation, which means mandatory purchase. What each institution actually optimizes for. On Washonia, we have restaurants like this. The difference is that at a restaurant, you get food. At your Congress, you get the privilege of deciding whether other people get food. They usually don't. Nobody in this system is incentivized to cure disease or end war. You could elect 535 clones of your most idealistic human, and within 2 years, they'd be collecting papers from pharmaceutical companies because the system requires it, and the system does not care who you put inside it. It digests idealists the way a stomach digests food. The paradox. Every political faction on your planet has diagnosed the same problem and prescribed a different wrong solution. I attended 3 of your political meetings. At the first, they said the government was too big. At the second, they said the government was too small. At the third, they said the government was exactly the right size, but full of the wrong species. I left with the third group. They had better snacks, and also they were correct. The third group is called public choice theory. Their solution? Design systems where selfish behavior accidentally produces good outcomes. On Washonia, we went with this option 4,297 years ago. It took us 12 minutes to agree. You've been arguing about the first two for several centuries. This is called political philosophy, which is the art of being wrong about the same thing in increasingly sophisticated ways. Regulatory capture: how the burglar trained the guard dog. You hired a guard dog. Someone fed it treats. Now it guards them. There are 13,700 registered lobbyists in Washington. Lobbying literally means standing in a lobby. Your corporations spend billions of papers a year paying people to stand in hallways. On Washonia, people who stand in hallways are called lost. On Earth, they're called the most powerful people in your government. Half of them used to work in the government they're now lobbying, which on your planet is called a career path, and on Washonia is called defecting. Corporations spend $4.4 billion a year on this professional persuading. Divide that by 535 members of Congress, and you get over $8 million in professional persuasion surrounding each congressman, who earns less than a mid-level dentist. The mystery is not that they're influenced. The mystery is that any of them aren't. A court ruling called Citizens United made corporations people who can spend unlimited papers on elections through super PACs, which are like normal PACs, but super. Unlike you, a corporation cannot be imprisoned, embarrassed, or given cancer.
It has all your rights and none of your problems. This is a good deal if you can get it. You can't. You're a person.
The military-industrial complex distributes operations across 42 states so that cutting any program threatens jobs in enough districts to make it politically impossible. Cutting a weapons program doesn't just lose a contract, it loses votes in 42 states simultaneously. This is not an accident. Someone designed this. Someone good at design. Wasted on murder. But the remarkable part is not that the war industry lobbies for budgets, it's that the war industry produces the threats that justify the budgets. I had to read this 3 times because I assumed I was misunderstanding your language. Have no enemies. Build military bases abroad. Locals resist the foreign military bases, as you would. Resistance becomes terrorism. Terrorism justifies military budgets. Military budgets fund more bases abroad. Go to step one, forever. Robert Pape at the University of Chicago found that 95% of suicide terrorist attacks from 1980 to 2003 were driven by foreign military occupation, not ideology. Half the attackers were secular. Your $8 trillion war on terror took terrorist attacks from roughly 1,000 per year to nearly 17,000 by 2014. You spent $8 trillion to increase the problem by 1,600%. On Washonia, this is called watering the fire with gasoline. On Earth, this is called defense policy. Most industries merely buy favorable rules. The defense industry manufactures the emergencies that make the rules seem necessary. The Pentagon has never passed an audit. It cannot tell you where the last $1 trillion went. It is, however, very confident about needing the next one. Pharma employs 3 lobbyists for every member of Congress. The FDA gets 75% of its drug review budget from the companies it regulates. That is like funding the police department with donations from the criminals. For a detailed examination of what this produces, see FDA, unsafe and ineffective. The ratchet. The ratchet only turns one way. After World War II, the U.S. cut military spending by 87.6% in 2 years. GM went from building bombers back to building Cadillacs. The economy boomed. It was the greatest period of broad-based prosperity in your country's history, and it happened immediately after you stopped spending papers on killing people. The military-industrial complex made sure that never happened again. In inflation-adjusted dollars, peacetime spending is now 30.6 times the pre-World War II baseline, $29 billion in 1939 versus $886 billion today, in constant dollars with no world war to justify it. The tumor grew its own blood supply and then reclassified the growth as vital organs. The equilibrium. Everything is working exactly as designed.
Cures are a one-time payment. Treatments are recurring revenue. Guess which one gets funded? Approving a bad drug ends careers. Delaying a good one ends lives, but not careers. Guess which error the FDA worries about? Everyone who decides things is winning. Everyone who's dying is not deciding things. Guess who decides things? The system works perfectly. It is just optimized for the wrong species. On Washonia, we noticed the same pattern 6,000 years ago. The solution was not to elect better people. We tried. They got eaten by the system in about 12 minutes. The solution was to build a different system, the solution they don't want you to have. Lobbying is just one gear. The full cost of political dysfunction, military overspend, healthcare administration, regulatory friction, tax complexity, corporate welfare, and the rest, totals $4.9 trillion per year, or 17% of GDP. A forensic audit identifies $2.45 trillion in recoverable papers per year, if U.S. governance merely matched the average rich country. You don't need a revolution, you need a reallocation. Revolutions require guns, reallocations require spreadsheets. You are surprisingly bad at both. But nobody fights to recover it. Same pattern as this entire chapter. Each corporation gains $100 million, worth hiring 1,000 lobbyists. Each citizen loses thousands, not worth a phone call. The losses are too spread out to organize around. The gains are too concentrated to give up. But what if curing disease was more profitable than treating it? What if peace paid better than war? What if you could point the same corruption machine at something useful? That's what a 1% treaty does. It redirects the papers. But redirecting papers into a system run by the same committees and lobbyists just creates a new pile for the same parasites to feed on. You need two more things. Incentive alignment bonds turn the bribery machine against itself. Politicians who vote for the treaty get re-election papers and cushy post office careers. Politicians who vote against it watch that same money go to their opponents. You don't fight the corruption, you outbid it. Same machine, same greed, different output. Wishocracy replaces the committees that lobbyists capture. Instead of 535 congressmen deciding which diseases get funded based on who bought them dinner, 8 billion people make pairwise comparisons, and an algorithm allocates the budget. No committee chairs, no fundraising quotas, no lobbyist can bribe 8 billion random voters, and the only way to try is to offer them something they actually want, which is the system working correctly for once. You're going to out-bribe the bribers, then replace them with math,